Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. Welcome to Warrior Women for God's Thursday night Bible study on Blog Talk Radio. I am Minister Andrea Freeman, and I will be sharing a message and lesson on this evening. And as always, I thank and I celebrate each and every one of you for your commitment to join us each and every week. Ladies, please get your Bibles, your paper, and ink pens so that you may follow along with me and take notes. And tonight, I'm going to get a little bit deep. My message will be a little lengthy, but it's necessary. So I'm going to get a little bit deep and maybe even step on some toes, including my own. And it's only out of honesty and love, because you are my sisters, and we are here to learn and grow together. And I love being an inspiration to you, and I love encouraging you. But it's 2015, and I want each of us to move to a greater level in life. We must get deeper in order to do so. And how many of you know that we can't move, or we can't grow or move any further if we don't stop claiming that we're babes in Christ and that we're taking baby steps 20 years later or even 3 years after we begin our Christian journeys? And think about it. Even babies eventually stop drinking formula and they start eating table food, right? A baby may be 8 pounds at birth, but he won't be the same 8 pounds years later or even months later. So we have to get moving so we can grow to higher levels. And just before I start with the message, I'm going to say a brief prayer. So again, as I'm praying, if you haven't already got your ink pens, your paper, and your Bibles, please get them out, because I want to kind of move quickly, because again, my message is kind of lengthy. Father God, I come before you on this evening in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. And we come to you with our hearts of thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you for your presence on this evening, God. We thank you for your plan, Lord. And we just thank you for your provision. Lord, we thank you for your peace. And that's the peace that passes all understanding. And God, I thank you for your protection over each and every woman on this line, Lord, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, I ask that you just restore every lost opportunity, every stolen breast blessing, and anything that Satan has taken from us, Lord. I ask that you restore, God. I ask that you reverse his plans to defeat us, to steal, to kill, and destroy us, and that you arrest any feelings that we may have of harm, hurt, doubt, or fear, because, God, we know that you have not given us the spirit of fear. And, God, I thank you for your mighty armor, Lord. You've provided for us. We just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I ask that you protect our homes, protect our jobs, Lord, protect our families, and even our friends, Lord. Create a hedge of protection around us, God. And just, God, let us just know that you are there in times of need, Lord. We ask you for forgiveness for any of our sins, Lord, and we seek you direction and your guidance, Lord. We love you, Father, and we just want to do what's right by you. Anything that is unlike you, Lord, we ask that you remove it. Father, I ask that if there's anything that's broken in our homes, Lord, if there's anything that's broken in our hearts or anything that's broken in our heads, Lord, I ask that you fix it on today, Lord. Heal us from any sickness or disease of any kind, Lord, and that's our family, our friends, anyone that we are connected to, Lord. I ask that you heal us today, Father. Father, make us whole again. Make us the way you want us to be, God. And, Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Ladies, as I mentioned, I'm going to, again, be a bit deep, but it's necessary. Some of the things I might say tonight, they're going to be painful, but necessary, because they were painful to me. But before I really go into my main message, I just have to share a little bit in reference to us with the Bible study, because it's a new year and we must make new commitments, and we have to stick, stay, and be consistent with them. It's really time for us to stop doggy paddling around, and we have to start swimming. It's time to stop using God and his word as a spare tire and know that he's the best for all season, all weather. Because Ladies, in 2015, there can be no more foolery. We have to stop. No more foolery. And I challenge you to make choices to change, because I'm challenging myself to do the same thing. And we must really be students of the Bible. I know I've said this before in the past, it's quite some time ago, but I just have to explain why I'm seeing this, because the primary reason for this weekly Bible study is to help deepen our relationship with Christ. And let me ask you something. Did you really follow through with all of your commitments that you had with Christ last year in 2014? Now, you don't have to tell me, because God already knows. But I will share with you that as for me, I fell short in areas where I knew I could do better. See, some of us said we really want to deepen our relationship with Christ, but we only pick Bibles on Sunday and maybe Thursday for this Bible study. Some of us said that we were going to start serving more, but we had our hands open to receive more than we ever thought about giving. And some of us said we're going to find and join a Bible-believing church, but we can count on one hand how many times we actually attended church in 2014. Some of us said that we're going to start tithing, but we continue to drop the loose change and a few spare dollars in the basket. Some of us even said that we're going to join a ministry or start volunteering at church, but we stayed on the sidelines and we watched all of the true leaders get in the game to help build the kingdom of God, his house. That's what we did while we sat around and watched. In 2015, I want you to invite your family and your friends to join us each and every week on this line, as you would invite them out for dinner, as you would invite them out for lunch or shopping or vacationing or partying. This Bible study line should be jam-packed. We should have more people here than they have in the clubs. You know why? Because we should promote learning the Word of God just as we promote our businesses and just as we promote our birthday parties. Ladies, in 2015, I'm telling you this now, I am committed to helping you discover the resilient life that God intended for you. But just as we want success in our personal lives and with our jobs and in our businesses, I want you to have spiritual success. And in order to have spiritual success, you must have Bible study and meditation. A greater use and a deeper understanding of the Word of God by believers is essential to a Christian. We can no longer neglect our Bibles and turn around and pray and ask God to use us in his work. How can he use us? There is no useful Christian in the world who's not a student of the Bible. God can't make use of us if we're not using our Bible, because there's not much for the Holy Spirit to work upon. And again, I know it's tight, but I know it's right. I'm just trying to be truthful. Now, we have to have the Word itself. It's a must. And that, the Word is sharper than a two-edged sword. The Bible is God's book. It's given to us to tell us about God. Of course, we know there's a God. We know that because we see his creation. We do. We see the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the plains, the rivers, the lakes, and the oceans. We see all of these and thousands or more of different things that are indications of the presence of a powerful creator, right? But we know little about God until we study the Bible. You don't know anything about him until you start studying this Bible. That's where we learn who God is, what he's done, and what he's doing, and what he shall yet do. Psalm 119, verse 18, this is in the Message Bible. It says, "Open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracles, wonders." Open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracles, wonders. Prayerful study of the Bible will help us gain a full length of God's provision and plans for us. Studying the Word of God is a feeding process. Yes, I know that. It's a feeding process that results in spiritual nourishment and growth. Many of us read a portion of Scripture each and every day. We do. And we read it as a devotional exercise. And I think that's really good because it'll feed your soul. But as Christians, a Christian needs to grasp and understand the greatest truths and doctrines the Bible teaches. And this year, 2015, and every year going forward, we need to study daily. We need to study prayerfully. We need to study systematically. And we need to study with enjoyment. I know studying the Bible is a battle because it's often hard to find quiet time. I struggle with that myself, but now I commit to it. I don't care what's going on. I commit to it. And there's so many other distractions and time runs short. I know that. I know it. But the real truth is that we need to evaluate how we spend our time. And unwise use of time is one of the greatest deterrents to Christian growth. And Bible study is the most effective tool of the Holy Spirit to bring the Christian into conformity to Christ. But see, Satan uses every device possible to keep us from the Word of God. See, you must stop reasoning. You got to stop reasoning and finding excuses of why you can't make time for God and His Word. Even with busy schedules, we make time for what we want the most, whether it's our family and friends or just time for ourselves. You must seriously, in 2015, I'm challenging you to seriously seek after spiritual wealth so that you understand and find the knowledge of God. Okay, all right, let me stop. Okay, because I got to get into the message, and people know I am. I think we all get the importance of the Bible study. But seriously, we really have to seek after that spiritual wealth. We really do, because I want so much more for us. I want us to have spiritual success. And I'm claiming that in 2015 for every woman on this line tonight. Okay, on to my message. My message is titled, Sorry, But Your Services Have Been Disconnected. Sorry, but your services have been disconnected. You see, in times of disappointment and heartache and sickness or discontent, when all those storms, you know the storms that we have, of life, they're raging and they're all around us. And God seems so far away. We start wondering, don't we? I know I do sometimes. Why? Why has He let this happen? Or why is He doing something? Why isn't He doing this right now? I need Him to do something right now. Why won't He stop this or fix it right now? He knows He could have prevented the storm and He didn't even do it. We start angrily crying out, Lord, don't you care? And His reply is, where is your faith? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, this is the Message Bible as well, it says, live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. Carefree before God. He is most careful with you. You see, God knows everything, even when you're not living carefree. He already knows that. He knows things before they even happen. So we really can't fool Him. He knows everything. Sometimes we go through things just to learn the lesson. And the sad thing is that often we keep getting the same lesson because we seem to never learn. Often God instructs us clearly. He lets us know clearly not to do certain things. But you know what? We want them so badly that we just have to do it. And we have free will, so we choose. We know that we are accountable to God, and God did not create us as robots, so we have to make choices on our own, whether they're good or bad. He even warns us of some of the consequences, but again, we must do what we want to do or we think will be pleasing to us. And then when the things come tumbling all down, we cry to Him, how do I know I've done it? God instructs us to trust Him. Proverbs, everybody knows Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, but I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. And it says, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, from the bottom of your heart, don't try to figure out everything. Yeah, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, He's the one who will keep you on track. But you know what? Instead of trusting him to work it out, work all of our problems out in his perfect time and in his perfect way, we have such a hard time putting that knowledge into practice. We feel compelled to help get the situation or to work it out. We just feel so compelled to work it out right now. We feel so compelled that we risk interrupting a service offered to us because we feel like we just have to be doing something. We just don't seem to be content to leave it up to God. We can't leave it to him, and his hands are more than capable. But we always give it to him, then we take it back. We worry about it, worry about it a little bit more, and some more, and we try new solutions. We disconnect our service as soon as we do that. As soon as we fail again, we've disconnected our services, and then we're going to fail. And once we go begging and begging and begging, we do it all over again. I've done it over and over and over again. I've asked him for something, and then I worried about it so much, he couldn't even work on it. We go back in prayer saying, oh, Lord, please help me with this problem. Please, Lord, I need your help. Have you ever done that? Well, we really need to listen to our own prayer instead of finding ways to interrupt our services. We need his help. He doesn't need our help. In fact, oftentimes, there's nothing he can do in a situation until we release it completely. As long as we keep trying to fix it ourselves, he will sit back and let us wear ourselves out. Mm-hmm, he sure will. And that's exactly what we do, isn't it? Tell the truth. We wear ourselves out trying to do something that we were never able to be able to do in the beginning. We disconnect our services. And most, if not all of us, we know the Serenity Prayer. And it says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Oh, my goodness. Think about this. We all have at least one or two difficult people in our life. I know I do. We have difficult people in our lives that we have to deal with every day. They might be family members, they might be coworkers, or someone else close to us, but we can't avoid them. These are the people that we always try to help change, and we want to help change their outlook and help change their attitude and change their response. We always just trying to help them. We want to change something about them, right? I know I'm guilty of that. And then when we fail, we turn crying to God for help, asking him to change the person. That's where the wisdom is needed, to learn the difference between the things that we cannot change. See, those things we cannot change. Have you ever tried to tell somebody something for their own good, and did they listen to you? I've told people stuff for their own good, and they may have and may not have listened to me. Sometimes they don't. Have you ever given someone good advice and they really needed to hear it? Did they hear your well-intended advice? Did they hear it at all? Have you ever once succeeded in changing someone else into what you thought they should be or made them to do what you thought they should do? Absolutely not, and neither have I. And you know what? I just don't understand. That's a good thing. It's good that we can't change other people, and only God can do that. It's really good, because who are we to think that we should be so arrogant as to think that we know what's best for someone else when half of the time we have a hard time figuring out what's best for us, right? What does it take before we finally learn once and for all to let go and let God? We hear that little saying, but when will we really learn to do it? Psalm 46, chapter 46, verse 10 says, and it's in the Message Bible as well, step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. See, he's the high God. He can do it all. We can. When will we finally realize that some things are not meant for us to fix? When will we finally understand that we are the ones who hinder God's work when he's trying to help us? Think about this. Think about it. When your telephone, your electricity, or your cable services are interrupted, that means they're disconnected. And they stop working immediately, right? Well, that is the exact same thing that happens when you interrupt God's word. There's a disconnect which prevents or stops him from working for you. He cannot work effectively for you if you keep trying to get in. What if every time you put your messy little hands in what God was trying to fix, that he quietly said, "I'm sorry, but your services have been disconnected"? I wonder how many times a day we would hear that message. I know I would have heard it a billion times over and over. That's what you do. You have disconnected the services when you're trying to help him. He don't need you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 9, the messenger says, "At first I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. Three times I did that. And then he told me, 'My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness.' Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness." Now, that was 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 9. Not read that from the Message Bible, so it sounds a lot different from maybe the King James Version. I wanted to read it in a version where it could be broken down, where you could understand it a lot more clear. And as the Serenity Prayer says, we must accept the things we cannot change. Face it. There are some things and some people that we just can't change. Sometimes we have to just accept people the way they are, even with their mess, even when they're annoying, and even when they cause us problems, because we cannot change them. And God can only do it if we get out of the way. A lot of the reasons he hasn't fixed things is because we never get out of the way. We have to let go of the situation and let him work. The prayer also says, the courage to change the things I can. See, we can't change other people, but we can certainly change our reactions. When someone does something to us, we can respond in love instead of responding in our own way by getting angry and getting ready to try to have some kind of revenge or something to go against them. We can respond differently. We have the power to change us. But let me tell you what the problem is. This is usually the problem right here. Problem is the flesh wants to respond in kind. The flesh wants to respond in kind, especially when we're unfairly wrong. You know how when somebody did something wrong to you, you're really upset. And especially when you have loads of ammunition to use against that person who's caused the hurt. You want to hurt them back most of the time, don't you? We want revenge, but yet the Bible clearly says, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' saith the Lord." And that's Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Don't worry about revenge. He takes care of all of it. Whatever it is, you have to give it to him. You can't fix it. You can't. You've heard it before, but I'm trying to tell you in a way to let you know. You can't fix it. Everything's not meant for you to fix. And as it says, it takes courage to change the way the flesh reacts. It does. It takes courage to remain silent when we want to scream and shout at somebody else, doesn't it? We just want to scream, we want to shout because somebody's scheming or plotting against us, but it takes courage and the power of the Holy Spirit within us to react in a loving way when we've been wronged. Courage. It takes courage to show the love of Christ instead of retaliating. I've had plenty of times in my life where I've retaliated and my behavior has been totally unacceptable. But you know what? I found every reason and excuse. Well, they shouldn't have did, or I shouldn't have got mad, shouldn't have did this to me. That is not a good enough excuse. That does not justify having bad behavior. And maybe that's why the Bible says love is patient, love is kind. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with truth. Love keeps no record of wrongs. It doesn't keep score. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. See, let me ask you, do we have the courage to truly live those words? Do we? Do we have the courage to truly live those words? Or are they just meaningless platitudes for good for Sunday school? That's it. Are they only good for Sunday school? No. Do we have the courage to crucify the flesh? We have to crucify the flesh because that's really what it is. That's how we react based on our emotions and, you know, that fleshly side. It's something else. And it's always a desire for revenge and retaliation. Do we have the courage to do what we know is right, even when someone else does wrong, and let God work things out on in his own way, in his own time? Do we have the courage to simply trust God instead of disconnecting our own services? Come on. We have to. One of the lessons that I've learned in the past is when a situation just comes up in my life, I always pray when situations come up. And I really pray that I never forget one of the lessons that I learned. Basically, is, you know, situations are going to happen, but if we can ever manage to let go of the flesh and allow God the freedom to deal with the situation, he's faithful, and he'll do it just exactly what he says he will. And that's what I have learned, honestly, really. And when we let go and we let God and allow him to do what only he can do, what a tremendous burden that takes off of our shoulders. It does. It takes a tremendous burden from our shoulders, really. And maybe that's what Jesus meant when he said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's John 8:32. Maybe that's what he meant. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, and this is the Message Bible as well, it says, yes, indeed, God is my salvation. I trust I won't be afraid. God, yes, God, is my strength in song. Best of all, my salvation. Keep that in mind. You got to remember that. We can't do everything. We've got him on our side. We really do. But we have to know that, and we have to trust him. We have to believe him because every time we put our little messy hands in it, and then, ladies, I know I want to be respectful of the time, and I know it's almost 8:30. So in closing, I just want to say, stop trying to fix what only God can fix because some things are beyond you. You can't do it all. Remember, when you try helping God, you actually disconnect your own services. So remember that. Keep that in mind. Every time you give something to him, you take it back, you worry about it, you cry about it, and you're trying to give, you disconnect. As soon as you give it to him, let it go. If you give it to him and you're still walking around and you're crying and you're worrying and you're still trying to fix it, I'm sorry, but your services have been disconnected. Because remember, he does not need your help. You need his. So, ladies, I just want to tell you thank you this evening for spending the time on the line tonight and allow me to share this message with you. I hope that it was beneficial to each and every one of you. And just before I close, I'd like to ask that not only for you to join us next week, next Wednesday, I believe I'll have Minister Erica probably come on. I believe we're going to change next week to next Wednesday, just next week only. After next week, it should be on Thursdays. But next week, we will do Wednesday Bible study next week. So we'll actually send out messages prior to the Bible study. But please join us. Please bring your friends, bring your family, bring your relatives every Thursday because we have to move to greater levels. We can't keep crawling around and wilding around in the same old mud. We have to get moving. So, again, I thank you so much. And I also invite you to join us on Mondays where Minister Keisha does our Warrior Women for God prayer line. And let me give you the number for that. The number is 712-432-3100. The code is 283302. Again, that's 712-432-3100. The code is 283302. That is every Monday evening, and that is at 8 p.m. on Mondays. So please make sure you join us and have your families and friends come onto the line and join us as well. We appreciate you. As I mentioned, we appreciate anyone else coming onto the line. We want to be a positive impact to each and every woman. We want to reach women all around the world. So we want you to have people join us on a regular basis. And I want to just say before we close, I want to give anybody that has anything they'd like to share, anything they'd like to speak about in reference to tonight's message or Monday night prayer or even last week's message, or if anybody has any kind of testimonies, anything they want to share about anything, you can press 1 and I will release your line so that you may speak. Press 1 and I will release your line so that you may speak. Caller with the last 4 of 9804, you are live on air.
Yes, hey, this is Tawana, and I just want to say that 2015, I'm going to do a little bit more than I've been doing. You know, like I explained to y'all before, and time again, I can't, you know, I'm not going to say I can't. My job and school doesn't give me the opportunity to attend church on Sunday. So this is something that I do on a weekly basis so that I can get fed some. But I realize I can do more.
Amen.
You know, I'm not a real good reader when it comes to the Bible. I never have been. I'm a listener, and I absorb by listening. But I'm going to make it my business to do more this year, invite more people, you know, give them, you know, the opportunity that I'm getting, because I feel that you ladies are really feeding me, and it's making me more positive in my life, you know. And I'll say the devil's really busy. He did not want me to be on this line tonight, because I usually don't drive and talk on my phone. I always use my Bluetooth, but my Bluetooth has been acting up in this car today because I was trying to get on this line, and I had to hang up 3 times for it to work. He was really trying not to get me to get on this line tonight, but he failed, and I'm going to continue to do what I need to do so he can fail. But I just want to say that I really appreciate you ladies. Y'all have really helped me out a lot. My life has been a little bit more positive. It can be better. We always can grow, and I need to grow more.
Amen.
But I'm going to make it my business to do more. As far as what I can do, I can't be in the church right now because of school, but I can do something else outside the church. So that's what I'm going
Amen.
To do.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, we truly appreciate you, and we thank you, and we keep you lifted in prayer. And you are so correct that the devil is busy, but he didn't win tonight. He's been defeated. You've been victorious. So we really appreciate you joining us. And however you have to get it, as you mentioned, just do the best you can. And I would recommend, like you said, it's hard with reading or however, and you're good with listening. Just whatever relates to you, just if you could read a little bit, take notes as we speak, however you wish to do it, whatever is working for you to help you develop a more intimate relationship with Christ, that's awesome. And we really appreciate you calling all the way in from Texas on a weekly basis. So we thank you so much for all of your support, your continued support. We're going to continue to lift you in prayer, and everything is going to be all right because we all want to stick and stay, and we're going to be committed together. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. Caller with the last 4 digits of 8873, you're live on the air, 8873.
Hey, appreciate you. You know, that serenity prayer, you know, I'm in another fellowship, and that serenity prayer is so nice that we say it twice, at the beginning and at the end. But I tell you, I never dreamt that 2 years and something later that I would still be on the prayer line or the Bible study. I just want to thank you and let you know how much I appreciate you.
But thank you so much. We always appreciate you also, Sister Betty. We appreciate you. Often you are on the line on Mondays and Thursdays, and you call in from work. And I don't know how you've managed to make it happen, but you are committed. We appreciate you. We thank you for all of your prayers. We're going to keep you and your family lifted in prayer. And, again, I know you're committed, and I appreciate you, because anybody that can get on from work, we really appreciate it. So thank you so much, and we'll, again, continue to be praying for you and your families, and we appreciate and we love you. Thank you. Caller with the last four digits of 0520, you are live on the air.
Hey, Minister Andrea, it's Minister Erica. Just want to thank you and say that was an awesome word on tonight. You know, so often we forget about just completely releasing and letting things go and allowing God to do his job and to do it in his time. And so thank you for that reminder. And, yes, the Serenity Prayer is one of my favorites. I keep it on my wall at work. And that is one of those prayers that's close to my heart. And when things just seem to be in a whirlwind, I say, you know what? Lord, let me just know those, realize those things that I don't have control over, and I'm going to give it to you because it's not for me to figure out and it's not for me to fix. So thank you so much. You know I love you. I appreciate you. I'm so thankful I can call you my ministry partner, my sister, and my friend.
Minister Erica, we thank you so much as well. We appreciate everything that you do for the prayer line and the Bible study line. So we thank you so much. You and Minister Keisha have been truly, truly a blessing to me. And I probably hear this often, but I just have to continue to tell you I really appreciate you. I'm so happy that we crossed paths, and I'm glad to be able to call both of you my ministry partners. We've been had in April the 6th will be 2 years that we've had this Bible study call going. So I definitely appreciate you. In August, I believe it is, that we'll be 2 years on a prayer line. So I appreciate your commitment, your consistency. I love you and continue to feed the people with the word of God. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And ladies, if we don't have anyone else who'd like to speak, I definitely appreciate it. I do see we have quite a few more people on the line. I just want to tell you all thank you, and we're praying for everyone. We appreciate you joining us. And just, again, please don't forget to join us again next week. But thank you for everything that you do to support Warrior Women for God. And you all have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed evening and a great upcoming weekend. Thank you. Good night.